Hello, thanks for waiting. I'm Dr. Pamela. I have your chart and medical history here. This all looks good. And on the last page, we have, oh, good, your consent signature. Sometimes it doesn't get attached, and then we have to start everything from the beginning. Yeah, we're working on getting our system streamlined a little better. Anyway, you probably met Rachel out front when you checked in. Did she tell you about the test trial you've signed up for today? Yeah, I know. That's just the regulations thing. She can't go into detail with volunteers. But it's good that she could at least tell you the test is sexual in nature. Helps to get that out of the way. And now that I've seen your forms, I can tell you that you're an excellent candidate for this study. You will be candidate number GLK-30. That's GLK-30, which means you're part of a sample group with 29 people before you. Can you just sign here to confirm you understand your place in the sample group? This study. Oh, here. Sure, I can take the pen back. Thanks. So, this study is all about oral sex. Or, to be more precise, we're exploring concepts about the ideal labial structure for producing maximum pleasure sensation through penile contact. So, what you see here, yeah? Oh, labial, as in lips. Mouth lips. Not. Yes, it's funny. So many of the candidates have asked about this. It's not the same labia that make up a portion of the vulva, it's just the same Latin root. Labia, lips. Bet you didn't know you had a set of labia right below your nose all along, right? And speaking of lips, here we have our simulator. This is the DSL-3X, or DSL for short. As you can see here, the orifice is quite lifelike. Aside from the clear silicone, of course. Ah, just look at those lusciously full lips. Our artists and engineers really outdid themselves on this model. They kind of look like they want to attach themselves to any dick in close proximity. I'm kind of transfixed just staring at them, to be on. Yeah. This is the model we're going to be using with you today. No. This is not the same model that the other 29 test subjects used. That is part of the issue, actually. We keep on making tweaks and adjustments, but after reviewing each trial's results and feedback form, all of the notes suggest there's still room for improvement. And the things that people want to change sometimes conflict with each other. It's been, I can't lie, rather frustrating. But yeah, this model, I think we've made some big strides forward. Big being the operative word here. These lips, so full, so plump and pouty, and just, well, I dare say you'll be more than pleasantly surprised at how they feel. No, I won't be interacting with you during the test. It's okay. It's a reasonable question given the circumstances. However, even though we won't be interacting personally, I will be in the room here with you. And I'll be operating the controls of the DSL unit, making micro adjustments as I monitor your responses. Don't worry about telling me your experience as it happens. We'll send you a form to fill out in a day or so. Honestly, some of our subjects have told me they couldn't have formed words if they wanted to, while the DSL was doing its thing. It's almost like she knows exactly how to overstimulate the pleasure centers of your brain, and, well, things get short-circuited a little. If you do need to stop for any reason, you can tell me so. And if you can't speak, you can tap the side of the exam table with your hand. And with that, let's see. Any other questions before we begin? Wonderful. So, the first thing I'm going to need you to do is remove your underwear. Sure, take off anything else you'd like. It's important that you're comfortable. But the most important thing, of course, is that the DSL has access to your penis. Oh, that's perfectly fine. It's completely natural to be a little nervous under these conditions. If it takes you a minute or two to get hard, believe me, there's no pressure. We can take all the time you need. But I think we can get the DSL to help increase your response time, at least a little bit. Would you like to try? Good, okay. Just sit right there. Yeah, of course. Lie down. Whatever's most comfortable for you. I can move the DSL into position once you're situated. Feeling good? Okay, good. So, as I was saying, we'll start slowly. I'll tell you everything I'm doing and everything the DSL is going to do, so you'll know to anticipate it. So, the first thing I'm doing is positioning the mouth just above the head of your penis. The unit has a self-lubrication system for both the inside as well as the outside. And it's got an insulated heating element set to 37 degrees centigrade to make sure the sensation is warm and natural. Now, look at those lips and think about what they're going to feel like when they make contact with the head of your penis. Those big, round pillows, full and heavy. The lower lip pouting out just so. The upper lip almost like the shape of a heart, and smiling, wanting, beckoning. To put it mildly, the most dick-sucking of dick-sucking lips. You'll feel it. Ready? I thought you might be. Let's start with a few kisses and sporadic light sucking. Very nice. Looks like you're already responding. Yes? Oh, yeah, I should have mentioned. Yes, please. Feel free to close your eyes if that's helpful. Or moan, or really engage with the DSL however you'd like. Some people like to imagine that the mouth belongs to someone they like to fantasize about, if there's anyone that does the trick for you. It will pick up on your motion, your arousal levels, and adjust its performance dynamically. You can even thrust your hips if you want. She'll follow you. What you should be feeling now is those big, soft lips starting to shape themselves to the head of your penis. Feel that? Good, good. Oh, and I think you'll like this. A few models back, we installed a vocalization module to make the experience more realistic. Here, just let me flip this switch. As you get more aroused, your erection gets longer and harder, and you'll feel the lips continue to move around your head, around to the underside where it's oh so sensitive. We spent a lot of time teaching her the precise amount of pressure to kiss you there. Does that feel good? Good, good. You're doing very nicely here, and I'm getting excellent readings. Now, I'm going to have her move those kisses down your shaft. Now, down even further to the base of your erection, so she can kiss you at the top of your balls. Is that good? Good. Now you'll notice... Yes, I'll have it returned to your head very soon. Just a few more kisses around the balls. Really try to take in the sensation of those warm, sensuous, full lips on your sensitive testicles. Don't they feel incredibly lifelike? You should even be able to feel them purse themselves together as they kiss you here and kiss you there. It's incredibly soft, isn't it? And now, let's move those luscious lips back up to the head. And I'm going to continue the kissing a little more. Can you feel those plump pillows applying soft but firm pressure? Learning the shape of your cock, the size of your head. I can tell you like what you're feeling. And now I'm adjusting the teasing parameters. You should feel her lips lock onto your head now. And start to vibrate, just like what you'd feel if she were moaning while she's sucking you off. And that will start now. Good. Good. More. You're doing so good. I can tell you're getting so close already. That's a good sign. Our engineers will be ecstatic. Just hold on a little longer. She's done teasing the head of your cock. You want her to take you inside, don't you? Of course you do. You want to feel her whole mouth gobble down that cock of yours. You want to feel those perfectly plump and puffy lips take you all the way down to your balls. And you're gonna explode down her deep, deep, warm throat. Ready? Here we go. Better than you expected, right? Feel her take you deep into her mouth. So slippery, sliding up and down, up and down. Good, good. Keep holding on. And what if I turn up the sucking intensity? Like this? Oh, so good. I love watching this part. She knows exactly how to get you to the perfect climax. The perfect cock sucker, making your cock peg for release. And if these readings are correct, which they usually are, you should be just on the verge of coming. Let's see. The timer on the unit is counting down from... guess what? 10! Oh. 9. 8. Oh, this is my favourite part. 7. It's just fascinating how it knows exactly when you're gonna come. 6. Yes, you'll count when it gets to zero. Five. Lots of more aggressive now. Four. Three. Ready? Two. Just relax. One. Zero. Come. Yes. Come. Good. More. Oh, keep coming. Excellent. Oh, this is great. Don't tell anyone, but I really like watching an erect penis when... when it's all shiny and dripping with lube and lots of fresh cum. And anyway, you performed excellently. Really exceptional work, both of you. Thank you, DSL. Very, very nicely done. And as for you here, let me get you a nice warm washcloth. You can put your clothes back on at your own pace once I leave. Before we release you, do you have any questions? Now, how did I know you were going to ask that? No, we can't lend out our proprietary units for personal use. Our DSL-3X has to stay in the lab, I'm afraid. But you're always welcome to sign up for future volunteer testing. Just talk to Rachel on your way out and she'll get you set up. I can't promise you'll get on to the next round of DSL testing, but whatever test you get assigned to, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Thank you again for being with us here today. Again, take all the time you need to get dressed, and when you're ready, just follow the arrows outside the door and they'll take you back to reception. All good? It was lovely to meet you too. Don't forget to sign up for future trials. Maybe I'll see you again sometime. Bye now!